This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Coming up from Rukur in the month of Ramadan in Salat al-Witr. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatik ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawwan bihi alayna masa'ib al-dunya. Umatti'na Allahu bi asma'ina wa abasarina wa quwatina abadan ma ahaytana. Waj'al tha'rana aman zalamana wa ansurna ala man adana. Wa la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. And that's the portion, the fragment that we want to talk about today, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala taj'al musibatana fi dinina," and do not make our afflictions or that which is a hardship upon us in regards to our religion. Meaning, do not make the religion something that is a burden upon us, or that which is a hardship upon us or an affliction upon us. Meaning, that do not make the fact that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust in Him and honor Him a fitna for us. And this is what we can see sometimes in calamities, to where the calamity will make you a person that will turn to other than Allah, or you will question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choice and authority. And this is easy to say, but when a person faces it, it is a real test of their faith. It tests the foundations of their faith. When they're faced with something that they would never anticipate, and it happens to them or happens to a loved one. So when a loved one that you cherish and honor, and that is a person that loves Allah and His Messenger, Allah decides to take them away at a time that you really, really needed them, for example. That can be a musibah in the deen when you are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and things may come to you psychologically. People may come to you asking you questions. There may be people that have come to you that may not look out for your best interests, and it will cause you to ask yourself crucial questions about life, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taj'al musibatana fi dinina. What we see is going on with our brothers and sisters in Palestine, what's going on with our brothers and sisters in the Sudan and Afghanistan and many places in China, where there's another concentration camp. We don't ever hear about that, ever at all. And there's been a concentration camp going on there for a long time. I mean, women are forced to drink liquor. They're playing music. It's horrible. To where a person can just easily turn over to the other side and say, "Look, I'm done with this faith that you saw me. I want to join you." This can be easy for them. And that's a musibah in the deen. Being that the ultimate trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compromised. Or it is totally eliminated. Because there is a need for the dunya. And that's why right after that it says, "La taj'al musibatana fi dinina wa la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina wa la mablagha 'ilmina." We'll talk about that next time. But this portion of the portion is very important. "La taj'al musibatana fi dinina." And this is what I have to remind myself, that subhanAllah, I saw seeing videos today of a woman that sees her husband pass away and he's laying there. SubhanAllah, you ask as the Prophet to always remember this portion of the dua when we pray Salat al-Janazah. Allahumma alladhi tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala what? Yes? Al-Iman. O Allah, the one that you have chosen to take him in a state of Iman. To where when all of us, not if, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take us, He takes us in a state of pure faith and trust and honor of Him. Not in a state of displeasure with His choice, because He is Al-Hakim, not being displeased with whatever He has predestined. And that is a challenge for the Muslim, for the human being, to accept something that they do not want or to anticipate, and they have to quote-unquote deal with it and understand it. Like right now, we have to quote-unquote understand and deal with what is happening with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I mean, I was just at the University of Minnesota, and there was youth, they were really, really distraught about what is happening. And rightfully so. All of us, there's a portion where all of us are distraught to where you say, "Am I doing enough? I'm sitting here in the AC. I'm sitting here in the..." But then you have to understand that that's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's predestination that you're put in this situation. Do what is within your power at that particular time, in this particular climate, situation, status, psychological health, to do what you can to show gratitude to Allah, to where when you make dua that your dua is accepted. But that we're not saying that's the only way. There's many other ways where one can help in their room online to help people, to send a message, to educate people about what is going on. There is so much more we can do. In the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentions the darajat, the levels. Whoever believes in Allah, unless they whoever sees an evil deed, then they shouldn't change it with his hand. If they can't do so, then with their tongue. If they cannot do so, with their heart. And that is the weakest of faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that do not let our iman shake and fall to any trial or tribulations. Rather, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a strength for us. Whenever the trial or tribulation faces us, it is a means of strengthening our wherewithal, our love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remembering His beautiful names and attributes and seeing the manifestation of that on His creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that ponder over His beautiful book, the Qur'an al-Kareem, and allow this Qur'an to be a nur in our hearts and to increase us in our closeness to His word. For verily His word, there are no mistakes. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakallahu nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amin. Jazakumullah khairan.